It will take billions of dollars if, when, and where I-73 is finally built, a long-proposed limited-access highway that would connect the Roanoke Valley and South Side to North Carolina. Last Friday, Commonwealth Transportation Board member Court Rosen helped unveil a future I-73 corridor sign that will soon be placed on I-581.
It absolutely is not a 1 or 2 year process. It's probably a process that will take 5, 10, 15 years, but you have to start somewhere.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte and State Senator Bill Stanley from Franklin County were also at the I-73 sign unveiling. Stanley said on his website Friday that construction of the highway, expected to roughly follow the U.S. 220 corridor, would create 43,000 jobs. Rosen, a Roanoke City Council member, says finding all the money needed is the first step once a route has finally been settled on.
And that's where we need to find various funding sources that combined can help make this happen.
Rosen notes that it's been several decades since an interstate was built in the U.S. Gene Morano, WFIR News.